Hi, welcome to the Miss Tina Show. I'm your host, Miss Tina. Thank you so much for joining me. If this is your first time with the Miss Tina Show, welcome. And I'd like to also invite you to be sure to go back and check out all of my previous recorded episodes. They are posted on bbsradio.com/Miss Tina Show, but you could also find them on so many of the other wonderful podcasts. Just find the favorite one, you know, from iTunes to TuneIn's to Stitcher. They're all there. So again, welcome to the show. And if you've been from me from the very beginning of the Miss Tina Show, thank you so much for joining me again. And I hope that if you haven't already, that you will subscribe to the show as well. During the show, this is a live show tonight, so feel free to give me a call if you have any questions or concerns. Live active telephone number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Tonight, I'd like to dedicate the show to, I guess you would say, some very special people. Of course, it's for everyone. Every time I stand before the camera and share a little bit of my space, my energy, my time with all of you wonderful people. You know, I hope in some form and fashion, what I do share, the words that I speak, the energy that I extend out to you, will make a difference, will help in your journey, just to make it a little bit more smoother for you, straighter for you, and help to take some of the burden, perhaps, and the struggles that you're experiencing. Tonight is dedicated to individuals that I'm not a label person, but just for identification. If you resonate with these titles, tonight's show is dedicated to those individuals who would consider themselves to be and were born such as, you know, they didn't go to school to learn how to become this. They were born as a sensitive. They were born as an empath, or they were born as a star child. Now, I'm all of the above. I was born as a sensitive, an empath, and also a star child. And it's been quite an interesting journey to be back on planet Earth and to experience, once again, the magnitude of diversity of energetic frequencies and also consciousnesses. And I hope that I can clarify that for everyone as well, that Earth is not just one grade of frequency or one element of a mere reflection of a certain kind of consciousness. There's so much diversity here on planet Earth. And when you elect to, when you choose to incarnate for the first time or several times back on planet Earth again, and this time you come back in as an awakened soul, a sensitive soul, an empath, or even a star child, it can be quite difficult to adjust yourself. You might have a really difficult time adjusting to what is currently occurring on the Earth plane. So tonight, this episode is dedicated to you, and I hope that it will really be of some assistance to you and provide you with some clarity. You know, in general, people I found from the time I was an early child, they can be quite exhausting in a lot of ways. Not to mention, again, if you're a sensitive, an empath, or a star child, they can, if you allow them, if you permit them, they can affect your own vibration. They can lower your own energetic frequency. You may also have experienced in the past a sudden like loss of your own light or drainage of your own power, of your own frequency. And suddenly you feel very empty, you know, just like worn out suddenly. It could happen in a matter of really seconds or minutes sometimes when you're in the presence of what I know back in the 70s and 80s, it was kind of a new age type of thing. Yeah, I think they called them, you know, energy vampires, you know. But in a lot of ways, it's true that people may not consciously understand how they're affecting you or what they're doing. But when they come, when they themselves are of a lower energetic frequency and a lower vibrational consciousness, and they come in crossing a path, it could be a perfect stranger, you know, at Walmart, and they feel your energy field, they want it. It feels good. You know, kind of gives them a buzz. It kind of gives them a high, just as it would give you that same type of similar feeling. And energetically, it kind of just happens in an etheric, you know, vortex. There's an exchange going on of energy, and you may also be losing your own energy just because you're not even aware that somebody is capable or has the potential to have this kind of effect on you. And that would unconsciously, but still deliberately, do this to you and your energy field. They may also at times, if you ever notice when you're in the presence of some individuals, that you also can become quite ill, physically ill. Again, these are all the traits of an empath, of a sensitive, or of a star child. You're going to be able to experience and feel things that other people, a large group of the mass of souls incarnated into human bodies, have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about right now. So again, this show is dedicated for you. On a day-to-day basis, obviously, just like yourself, on a personal and both professional level, I will cross paths with just hundreds of different types of people. Sometimes my moments, my interchange with them could be for an hour or so, and sometimes it could be literally just for 4 or 5 minutes, let's say, if I'm just taking a walk, you know, around the community or the neighborhood or in the park. And what I find in general now, for really it started as a child, no different now as an adult, I find it in a lot of ways even more sharpened now, more extremed, more aggressively with intent that I feel from the other participant in this momentarily exchange of consciousness and communication with them, is that they immediately, when I come within their circumference, say hi, good morning, happy holidays, they immediately expect me automatically. It's an unconscious trait that they have. They expect me to automatically agree with them about everything, both politically, about their religious views, their medical point of views, whatever it may be. It's just a mandate almost, like if you've made eye contact with another individual, because like yourself, I appear to them as a human, just like them, and they're unaware that even though I may look like them, it doesn't mean that my consciousness or my energetic vibration is like theirs at all. I mean, we can be species apart from each other, but I look just like them. So they automatically, just as like yourself, will assume that we are just like them. And of course, we are in agreement with them. We believe in the same things and how they believe in certain things within the Earth matrix and the Earth reality. They also assume or expect that we will dress according to their humanistic standards. We will act and behave in a certain modality that has basically been the conformity of a group consciousness of the human dimension, as it would be. And why do they just assume this? It's almost like it's an expected behavior that is automatically placed upon us as an individual consciousness, because this is their comfort range. It's like, and they need that constant, this is so important for you to get this, they need that constant reassurance and validation of their own reality, of their own paradigm. They need the group to mirror back that everyone thinks like them, believes like they believe, behaves exactly like they do, and this is their false sense of security. This is what they've created, because most of what they've created for themselves, their own belief systems, very little of it, if hardly any, actually in any way can go through the truth test, so it would be. It's not based on truth. It's not based on spiritual reality. It's just a part of the humanistic illusion. And just for a sense of humor, this concept, this like example came to me prior to going live with you this evening. So let's take, for instance, this is like one, this just shows there has to be humor in looking at the human matrix and its illusion. So let's take, for instance, maybe even know somebody, for instance, that in this particular lifetime, they chose to become, they wanted to incarnate into a male body, a male container. They wanted to be, you know, a boy, a male in this lifetime. Okay, great. Because at this present time, we basically just have two types of genders, male, female, or you could be androgynous or no gender now. But they decide, the soul, the consciousness, decide, yep, want to reincarnate, want to go back, re-experience, learn some new stuff on Earth, and I want to be a man this time. But to make it a little bit more interesting and to give it a little bit more spin, they decide that they want to experience what it's like to be gay. Okay. Now, so here they are. They incarnate in this particular lifetime, in this time zone. And I could tell you from my firsthand experience with my LGBT clients and my friends that in the former days, you know, going back in the 50s and 60s, it was criminal in some states to actually be gay and to have an attraction or a relationship or any type of sexual activity with a person of the same sex. Okay, so thankfully we progressed beyond that and they are now able to legally get married and love is love. Okay, so we're progressing toward that. All right, so this individual, this soul, this consciousness chooses to incarnate in a male human body and also chooses, wants to experience what it's like to be a gay individual. Okay, fine. And they go through this particular time zone, however many years that they've signed up their soul contract for, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 years, and they experience relationships as a male and male to male as a gay individual. And they also get to experience, obviously, the response, the reaction from other souls who chose to incarnate in a human body, that some agree and go, it's okay, love is love, and others, oh my. Yeah, and there's a great deal of resistance, there's a great deal of hatred, and so forth like that, toward that individual. All right, that individual graduates cum laude with a PhD from this lifetime as a soul who chose to incarnate into a human vessel, male gender, and experience what it's like to be a gay individual. They transition. They go into the next dimension. They hang out there for a while. They have their life review. And they're asked, you know, what did you learn? Well, I learned love is love, number one, but I also learned what it was like to be hated. I also learned what it was like to be rejected. I also learned what it was like for my family to disown me, and on, for the Christian religion to disown me, and on and on and on and on. Okay. Well, what would you like to do again? Time for you to go back. What would you like to experience this time? And they come together with another plan. And the plan is, well, I was in a male gender body personality last time. How about this time I come back as a woman? Okay. Now, let's look a little bit more at the gay personality lifestyle. Really cared about fashion and clothes, hair. As a man, he got a pedicure and a manicure, you know, and he was out for the best clothes that he could possibly find, style and all of that. And he really enjoyed that. Okay, so now he decides to come back as a woman. Okay, well, what type of woman would you like to come back as? So they totally change the paradigm. They give him a whole different lifestyle this time than what he had in his previous male gay life. Now he's going to be a woman that is going to live a rural life. She's going to be living somewhere out in the country, in the boondocks, you know, out there in the mountains, Kentucky, Tennessee, or wherever. And she's not going to have the money, you know, to go get her pedi and manicure. She's not going to get facials. She's not going to be buying Gucci or Pucci. You know, at best, she's going to be shopping at Walmart and the Dollar Tree. Okay? Totally flip a certain lifestyle. And now she's not going to the best of clubs or restaurants or anything like that, or dancing every night, driving a nice car. Now she's out in the country. She's driving her husband's old pickup truck, right? And her husband, you know, his name happens to be Bubba, you know. I've met a few in my days. And, you know, make sure he has dip on the right cheek, you know. And goes out and does his country work, you know, whatever that may be. And, of course, she's barefoot and pregnant and has kids, you know. Now, this is the choice and the incredible power of a soul that you could experience in the earth realm, whatever you want. It's just endless of the experiences and the perspectives of how you see life, how people see you, how people treat you, okay? And probably as a barefoot and pregnant country girl living out there in the country with her husband, you know, does dip every day, named Bubba, she probably is well received, now accepted in the church, the Baptist church right around the corner, and everybody loves her. But in the previous lifetime was a totally different story. I share this because it's all an illusion. None of it is real. It doesn't matter what body, container, or gender that you come in. It doesn't matter what personality that you learn and experience a temporary lifetime through. It doesn't matter. It's all an illusion. All of this is for your soul, your consciousness, your spiritual self, to learn about love, to learn about hatred, to learn about being rejected, and to learn about being embraced and accepted. It's all about learning. We got to take a short break, but we'll be right back.
Are you feeling sad, exhausted, frightened, or confused? Is your new puppy bouncing off the walls and chewing everything? Are your kids feeling overwhelmed, experiencing restless nights? Bach flower remedies were discovered by Dr. Bach in the early 1920s in England. They gently restore the balance between mind and body by casting out negative emotions such as fear, worry, hatred, and indecision, which interfere with the equilibrium of the being as a whole. The Bach flower remedies allow peace and happiness to return to the sufferer so that the body is free to heal itself. There are 38 original Bach flower remedies and are recommended in 7 categories. 1. For those who have fear, panic, emotional paralysis. 2. for those who suffer uncertainty, confusion, can't decide. 3, for those who feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and unable to move forward. 4, for those who suffer from loneliness, always seeking the attention of others. 5, for those who are oversensitive to the influences and ideas of others. 6, for those who suffer despondency and despair. 7, for those who are over-concerned for the welfare of others. Bach flower remedies are completely safe, derived from wildflowers, and are beneficial for your pets and children too. For more information, www.misstinashow.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Miss Tina Show, and I'm your host. If you just joined me, welcome. No worries if you missed the first part of tonight's episode. It's being recorded, so be sure to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. And this way you'll be able to catch up with previous episodes and future ones whenever it's not convenient to join me every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on www.bbsradio.com/Miss Tina Show. So the little example, I hope you found great humor in that in one lifetime, you can be experiencing what it's really like and all that goes with that particular a blueprint, as it would be in life. The love, the acceptance, the courage, the choices. I'm sure many of the people perhaps that will hear the show, they might have been activists to try to get the LGBTQ rights, completed and done in this particular lifetime. And then to know that you have an endless variety of experiences that you are given each and every time you choose to return back to the earth and to reincarnate. And it's just like going to Ben and Jerry's ice cream. It's like, what flavor would you like to try? And that's how our cycle of evolution occurs as a soul, as a consciousness. And also, it's so important to understand that when you see someone that, or experience someone that is definitely different from you, don't judge. Just don't judge. And don't hate them for them being different than you. Because somewhere in your own evolution, spiritual evolution, you might end up to experience, it might turn out to be your turn to become exactly what they are currently right now. And so this is really important for the sensitives, again, empaths and star children, because when they came into this frequency on Earth, right from the ghetto, it's a culture shock. It really is. The paradigm that is currently on the earth, beyond being so polarized, is so limited and restricted. They just don't leave the windows open, basically, for anything other than their own consciousness or frequency. It tends to make them feel very, very uncomfortable. And it also unconsciously challenges them in many ways. They just feel, or it's just, again, a mandate for them that in order for them to interact with you, and you might be of a different frequency, different consciousness, and have a totally different perspective on life, have a totally different soul contract and purpose in this lifetime than theirs, they find it very difficult to not only relate to you, but also to be in your presence. It's like, it almost like hurts them. You know, they just kind of pull back and basically say, you know, I can't do this. And the only way that you are going to be able to function with them according to them, to be in their world and to be in their reality, is if you think, feel, and believe exactly like they do. You basically need to become a carbon copy of their matrix. You'll need to become a mirror reflection of themselves, of who they have allowed themselves to become, in order for them to really feel okay. It's really the only way that they will accept you and give you a sample of approval, or, you know, thumbs up, likes, is if you're like them. They just haven't seen yet to accept or even want to acknowledge diversity. Diversity is a real challenge for them, and it's beyond the simple color of the skin or even gender preference. It just is so difficult. So what happens if you refuse to submit to them and to conform and to become a carbon copy of them? If you refuse to live within their matrix and ultimately choose to live in your own reality based on what your soul contract is in this lifetime, what you signed up for to experience and learn in this particular lifetime, and also to be able to speak. This is not my challenge, but the people that come in contact with me on a daily basis that do not know me professionally. I get to share, you know, I live in a 55 plus community in Florida, and when everybody says, "Well, what do you do?" I go, "I'm retired." Yeah, I'm retired. I do not share. They don't know I'm a best-selling author. They don't know I'm an intuitive. They don't know I'm a healer. They don't know I'm an empath. They don't know I'm a star child. They don't know because I don't tell them. Because I have to live here within the community and also on Earth with other people of their consciousness. And I found out the hard way as a younger child. I was so innocent, so naive. And I just assumed, because I was my only point of reference, that everybody was just like me, just like they believe everybody's just like them. And I didn't realize until I was 9 or 10, 12, and I started speaking out loud more and more to my earth parents, my earth teachers, my earth boys and girl friends at school, that I would just say, "Hey, you know, where'd you go last night? Oh, I had this out-of-body experience, and I went over here, and I did that." And they just kind of looked at me like, "What?" So from a younger age, I started experiencing the contrast, the diversity of other people's frequency and consciousness as a young person. Newly reincarnated back to Earth, I just assume everyone's like me. You know, there's a certain veil there. There's a certain spiritual amnesia that occurs when they allow you to come back and reincarnate. They kind of like take out some of the stuff, and you kind of come back in half blind in a lot of ways. And I soon realized at a young age, I'm like, they're not like me. Why aren't they, you know, doing this? Why are they afraid of me? Or why are they making fun of me? Or why are they just, you know, starting to talk all this crazy that I'm going to hell and damnation? I mean, none of it made any sense to me. And I'm sure if, again, you're an empath, sensitive, or star child, you had the same difficulty of integration in the group consciousness, the collective consciousness on Earth, that it's a huge wake up. We're coming from home and now you're back on Earth and you're like, whoa, like a lot of it is prehistoric. You know, it's dinosaur technology. Like it's still A-track. Like they still think that way. They still feel that way. They still believe that way. You know, why do they do this? So it took me a while before I got through the shock of where I was again, got a thermometer reading going, oh, this is how they still feel. This is what they believe in. This is their operation, you know, like their software. And no wonder they create what they create here in the 3D, because the 3D is just a mirror reflection of their thoughts and their belief systems and their emotions, particularly fear and hatred and so forth like that. So what I want to share with you today is to save you a lot of hardship and energy and pain and suffering and all these things that I obviously permitted and allowed myself to go through when I first incarnated, was that you do you. You know, you hear the young people today say, just do you. You do you. And I want to give it a spiritual, you know, a term to it, interpretation of it. Just do you. When you incarnated in this lifetime, know first of all that you're not a child. You're not a 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old little nothing in a human body that doesn't have a clue about anything. You're ancient. God only knows how many thousands and thousands and thousands of years old that you are. And the experiences that you have had, the knowledge that you've had, the abilities that you have developed within yourself. And so when you show up again, most of us, it's not our totally first rodeo, we've been here before, and we choose to come back again, we already have a soul plan. We have a soul contract or whatever that is. And I can tell you again, to revalidate your purpose, that if you're a light worker, empath, sensitive, star child, you are not to deny who you are and the very essence of your being and your knowledge, your spiritual knowledge or wisdom and your spiritual gifts of healing, intuitive, remote viewing, whatever your gifts were that you brought in with you in this particular lifetime. You are not, the best way I could explain it is like, kick off your shoes and start wearing and borrowing everybody else's shoes because you just found it maybe more comfortable at the time that you knew you were different and you were like, well, I just want to be like everybody else. So you started pretending to be like them. And I'll take a Dr. Phil statement like, and how's that working for you? You know, I went through that in my younger years. There comes a time when you realize how different you are and that you carry a very different awareness, perspective, consciousness, energetic frequency within you. And you realize, whoa, I'm different. Why aren't they like me? And then the rejection that you start and the alienation, the isolation, and it starts tripping you. I mean, you really start tripping and you start getting confused of who you are, what you are. And most importantly, you forget. You just forget why you even came to Earth. You forget your soul plan. You forget your soul contract. And the group consciousness, collective consciousness on Earth, that are not fully awakened and are still in a very dark and lower vibrational reality, that are, don't even get my little example at the very beginning that the soul decided he wanted to come into a male body, experience what it's like to be a gay. Oh, okay. Done it, been there, done it, and now has the opportunity to come back and be in a female body and experience what it's like to live in the country and, you know, and have 10 children, be barefoot and pregnant. And so they can't comprehend this. This is not part of their reality. They don't understand that a consciousness has, this is what life is. This is what the journey of a soul and a consciousness is to experience and to learn through different realities that we choose to create for ourselves. And at the end of the day, the personalities, the illusions of our body, our genders, our skin colors, all of that don't really exist. They don't really matter. After the transition has occurred, they're all folded up in a file and they go, okay, and it served its purpose. It served its purpose, allowing that soul, that consciousness, to experience life on Earth. It's amazing. It's so creative and so powerful and endless what a soul and a consciousness can experience. So going back to you as an individual, if in fact you've allowed yourself to become fragmented, if in fact you've basically have given your power away, like you've allowed other people to influence who you are, what you should be, how you should behave, how to function every day, I would like you to take a deep breath and try to regain your own senses of who and what you truly are. I could tell you just in general, the moment, so I don't tell any of the people in my community who I am, what I am. They would be shocked. My neighbors right now, next door from my home office, would be absolutely shocked if they found out I'm spending Wednesday evening with you and I'm broadcasting the Miss Tina Show worldwide. And I just don't even go there and tell them. There's no need to. What for? You know, what are they going to do with this information? They're not going to be able to integrate my presence of who and what I am and what I embody and what my soul contract and what my purpose is. I'm here on the planet to experience as you are, but I'm here also to help along and to assist through the show, through the podcast, through my one-on-one private sessions, through my books, to help those individuals who basically kind of, you know, stumbled, fell down, tripped, you know, got a little confused, got a little lost. And I'm here to help those individuals to realign themselves again with their true, authentic spiritual self and why, in fact, what their soul contract was and why they decided to come back again and what their purpose is, what they are to learn and experience in this lifetime, and not to allow anybody to basically get in your way and interfere with that. So I could say, generally, even today when I went out, I did my 4 or 5 mile walk and just, you know, some ladies hanging out. Hi. Okay, fine. And you know, it's like immediately if I even go there a little tiny bit of my awakened consciousness, of my truth, of my reality, of what I have come to know and learn from all of my lifetimes, immediately, you know, I kind of get that look like, don't go there. No, don't go there. No, no, no. Because we don't approve that kind of thought or talking at all. And we don't even know why you even brought that up amongst us. I mean, that's just a no-no. We just don't do that. We don't acknowledge anything at all, what you believe in. We just will not. We absolutely refuse to go there. And matter of fact, if you want our acceptance and you want our approval, then you have to conform. You have to think and believe exactly in the same things in the same way that we do. The only way you're going to get our likes. We have to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Discover our 3 best spiritual self-help books on Amazon. 1. Miracles and a Prophetic Message from an Angel is a rare opportunity for you to read the phenomenal story of one woman's journey and spiritual transformation into becoming one of God's own personal healers and to bear witness to the countless miracles. 2. The best-selling guide to spiritual interpretations of your dreams guides the reader through various types of nightly visions and provides them with profound spiritual interpretations and positive affirmations. 3. Jesus and a Roman Centurion, A past life memoir is a profound regression that captures the very essence of Jesus when a Roman centurion locates the 2-year-old Christ child and ultimately chooses to betray everything he had ever believed in or known. Learn more about us on www.mistinashow.com and see the spiritual changes within you.
Hi, welcome back to the Miss Tina Show. Thanks for joining me. If you've missed out the first two quarters of the show, no worries. The show is live right now, but is recorded, and it will be a podcast up on your favorite platform within 48 hours. So please check it out. And if you're new to the show, be sure to check out all my former episodes as well. And of course, subscribe to the show. And for more information about me, my private practice, my best-selling books, please check me out at www.misstinashow.com. Again, that's www.misstinashow.com. You know, there are millions of people living on the earth right now. Billions, for all I know. I've lost count. I've got so much to just deal with my own reality that I really don't pay too much attention to what everybody else is doing out there. And I can guarantee you that each one of those individuals are living in their own reality. Yep. A reality that they self-created themselves. They're mirroring onto the third dimension what they alone believe in and what they regard as to be the truth or not. And you say, well, why is that? Well, because we were given free will, free choice. It's a universal privilege, right, law. And each one of us can create anything at all that we want based on what we would like to experience. And whatever we do believe in, whatever our perspective of life is, it automatically doesn't hide here on Earth, on the third dimension, automatically mirrors onto the Earth's dimension. And so if you look at the world right now and see all the polarization, the diversity, the school shootings, and on, all the hatred and the fear and, you know, people just hating at each other, going in, okay, well, it is what it is. They've created this reality. They've created it. This is their experience. This is what they want to experience. And no one is going to interfere with this. They're allowed to create free will, free choice. Because I learned the hard way. This is how we ultimately learn. We learn from our own self-created realities, regardless if they're based in truth or not, regardless if they're real or not. So this is how we learn. So the people today that are choosing a lower vibration, hatred, fear, and all of this disagreement and a lot of contrast with other individuals, well, they were going to learn, and when they transition over and they have their life review and they go over all of this with the elders, they're basically going to say, well, what did you learn from that? How did it feel to hate that, you know, that individual in a skin that was darker than yours? Or how did it feel to go against those individuals that you called aliens, illegal aliens that were trying to cross your border and you didn't want to help them and you just wanted to keep them out and, you know, you didn't care? I mean, that's how we learn from the choices that we make and the reality that we create. And within that reality we create, personality that we attach ourselves to, and the gender, the body, all of that. That's how we experience life, our own reality, and each other. And it's so important that if you came in at this particular time more awakened, at a higher frequency, higher vibration, with advanced, so to say, technology of a spiritual nature as I did, I consider myself the new human. I really do. And I have for a long time. I'm the new prototype of a new human, of the dimension that I live from, the frequency, my gifts and abilities of how I'm able to manifest and create, particularly in my healing energy work, my intuitive gifts and abilities of how I'm able to see beyond the physical plane in nature, how I'm able to travel at will through the astral plane. Yes, I'm the new human with the new technology, and you are too, perhaps. And it's so important in this particular lifetime that you do not give up, you do not conform, you do not allow them basically to put you in the corner and you hide. You know, I know that I went through periods in my lifetime, this particular lifetime and experiences, that basically the human consciousness as a whole scared the crap out of me. I mean, they're really scary people. Sometimes, most of the time, almost all the time, they're really scary people. And I they frightened me. And I remember one time that I really just kind of just quit. You know, I kind of like fired myself. And I just didn't want to do my healing work anymore. I didn't want to do my intuitive work anymore. I didn't want to write books anymore. I didn't want to do lectures anymore. I was just like, because I could remember, you know, I go into a Barnes & Noble when Barnes & Noble was really important in a brick and mortar building and before Amazon even got created. I mean, my books came out in the early 70s. And so you went into a brick and mortar bookstore to do a lecture, to do autograph signings and all that type of thing. And or I did, you know, when I do that, I would go on tour and I would do the local radio and television shows. And I'd come out, you know, from the studio or I'd come out from the Barnes & Noble bookstore and there'd be a gang of people waiting for me in the parking lot with baseball bats. You know, I mean, trying to, no different than my earth parents, try to beat it out of me, you know, like I'm some devil-possessed person. So, yeah, I've had my moments with contrast. I've had my moments of people reacting very aggressive and violent toward my light self being and my gifts and abilities because they're confused. They really don't know who and what people like me are. We're not like them. We're like aliens to them. We really are. And that's what they generally do here on Earth, you know? They destroy you. They kill you. They terminate you because it frightens them. And it challenges their own consciousness, most importantly. They really don't want to be awakened. And they really, even now, I mean, right now in 2021, there are masses of people on the planet, in particular, you know, portions of even our own government, that absolutely refuse that extraterrestrials, you know, or aliens exist. I mean, all you have to do is go out right now and you're going to see the spacecrafts. I mean, I've got spacecrafts over my house all the time. The alien craft. So it's like they refuse. And we won't even get into the government cover up. And, you know, but we know that the Pentagon released the videos a couple years ago with the crafts. Okay, you know, and the pilots going, oh my God, what is that? Okay. So it's like they're in, as a group consciousness, a collective consciousness on the earth, they just prefer to stay asleep, to go to sleep. They prefer to remain in their ignorance. And I guess ignorance is bliss. And when I hear it on the news or through reputable sites, you know, that the crafts are going over our military earth bases and they're literally turning off our nuclear weapons, I just laugh. I'm like, yay! You know, yay for communication and truth. Like, there's certain things that they just cannot continue to deny of our existence in whatever shape or form. that it comes and manifests on the earth plane. So they will continue to say aliens don't exist. They will continue to just remain dormant, so to say. They're like in lockdown. They're in a mental, self-created mental prison that is based, really, that is fortified by a tremendous amount of ignorance and fear. Lots and lots and lots of fear. So, what should you do, or how should you behave when you find yourself in this kind of situation, which is another human being or group of human beings or your family members, people at work, in a relationship, organized man-made religion, whatever it may be, and they outright refuse to welcome you into the fold, into the pack, their little community, their little group of consciousness. They refuse to welcome you or accept you for exactly who and what you are. After all my 67 years so far incarnated in this earth body, and after all the times that I tried to conform a little bit, make them feel comfortable, don't make them feel challenged, don't make them feel frightened, don't. I was always changing my frequency, always altering my consciousness in order to accommodate them. And I could tell you, it got me absolutely nowhere except a lot of waste of energy, time, and power. When I could have just been dedicated and devoted to my own soul, self, purpose, and contract, and get the job done. Live to your full potential, live to your full frequency and reality, and do not allow yourself to alter your consciousness or frequency at all. Just do you. No matter what, just do you. Do not deny the very essence of your own soul and your soul's experiences for anyone. And realize that we live in a world of spiritual and energetic diversity, which provides us ultimately the end game, the supreme test, and the miraculous opportunity to achieve self-mastery. Self-mastery. That's what this is all about. And if you are a light worker, empath, sensitive, star child, you are the new earth, and you know that. You are seeding a whole new consciousness. And that is what's causing all this chaos right now. All this diversity. The old paradigm is dying. And it took very courageous and brave souls like yourselves to even say, okay, I'll go to Earth, sign me up, but I'm getting a round trip ticket, right? I made sure that was in my contract. I am getting a round trip ticket, right? So I have been seeding the Earth for 67 Earth years and of my consciousness. Now, does everyone embrace my consciousness? Heck no. Does everyone like it? No. Because what it does, it reminds them that they're not the only reality on the planet. That there are many, many, many levels of consciousness. Love and light to you all. And I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on www.bbsradio.com/Miss Tina Show.
Welcome to the Miss Tina Show. Over the past 40 years, Miss Tina has helped thousands of people regain clarity, peace of mind, and spiritual freedom with her intuitive, spiritual, and healing gifts. And now she can assist you too. With one-on-one support, spiritual consultations and healing modalities provided through online sessions via Zoom. Miss Tina specializes in intuitive consultations, spiritual life coaching, energy healing, loss of a pet consultation, loss of a loved one consultation, alien abduction consultation. Listen to what her clients say. Miss Tina is an amazing sensitive, insightful, compassionate, and a trusted spiritual teacher. Miss Tina is truly gifted, kind, and has a beautiful soothing energy that puts you immediately at ease. Join Miss Tina every Wednesday evening live at 8 p.m. EDT on the Miss Tina Show podcasted on the most trafficked social networks and the largest podcast portals on the planet. To schedule a private session, go to www.misstinashow.com.